Ryan Villopoto, Monster Energy Kawasaki. What a night, kind of crazy. Talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, Dirtworks definitely made a tough start for us. Just what it was really short and a tight first turn. So I actually had a really bad start right out of the gate, and I think that kind of helped me because I seen Stewie go down and Chad and everybody, and then I was just kind of back there with Michael Essie. And kind of watched him go through the first turn and gave him a little head start, you know, and see what he can do with that. And didn't do much, but and then started working my way through once I got past your guy, roosted him.
You did get a really, really bad jump. You're right. I was watching.
Wasn't the jump. Wasn't the jump. We already watched the video. It was just it was like this blue groove, and just lit it up, spun.
Okay. And then fought your way up to that pack of Millsaps and Medi, made a big mistake, almost crashed, lost a bunch of time, had to work your way up again, huh?
Yeah, no, I mean, the track was tough. It was slow and rough and slippery, and I had a few close calls, and finally got around Medi, and then towards the end got around Davey.
Did you know you were lapping Stewie, or did you think he was?
I seen him, but I knew before that all that he was going to be behind me, not far, because right. Regal went down and he was in front of me.
Mm-hmm. So you didn't know about the second crash with JT.
I didn't know, but I don't know. I guess I kind of figured something.
So I'm not that good at math. I grew up in Canada, but you should be in the points lead.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So everybody tonight said the track was just what they think is going on is maybe the they're trying to make longer lap times. Do you agree with that? By maybe throwing some S turns and some different stuff in there?
Well, I mean, you can't have deal with the same thing with lappers and this and that if you have a 40-second lap time. So, yeah, they got to do something to slow us down. It's kind of like NASCAR. We're just that good.
Could you see the battle in front of you between Dungy and Canard?
Somewhat, actually. I was watching K-Dub off the triples and stuff. I could see what he was, where he was, and I was hoping he was going to win. Bummer he went down. But no, I was just checking it out, I guess, seeing where everybody was.
Thanks for mumbling. Hey, earlier today, you were speaking to Michael Essie down on the floor. We may have a breakthrough.
You think?
That's what I heard.
He asked me the questions. Did you ask him about it?
I did.
And?
He said exactly what you said. You both had the same story.
What did he say?
He said to you, you're riding awesome. When are you going to Florida?
Why do you think he asked me that?
That's what I asked him. And he said he may want to ride with you in Florida.
You are a liar.
I swear. You can ask why again. He said maybe I can ride with him in Florida.
You are full of it.
I'm not. I'm serious. And then I said, well, maybe you need to get this gap. And I went like this with my hands. A little closer yet before he lets you ride there. And he laughed.
What did he say?
He laughed.
That was it?
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Well, hey, thanks a lot, and good job on this. And
Chisholm, what happened to him? Do you know?
Yeah, he's okay. He's at the hospital. I got his X-Brown goggles. They're full of blood, so he obviously hit his head pretty good. But he's awake and alert and at the hospital.
For?
Something.
You don't know?
No.
You're full of it.
I don't know. What do I look like, a doctor?
Text me when you know.
I will.